Adonai, we thank you for your word in Philippians 4:7. It confirms that your peace will keep our hearts and minds safe in your union. We thank you for blessing our marriage with the truth of Jeremiah 29 and 13, Lord Jesus. For it confirms that when we worship you with our entire heart, you will always be with us. El Shaddai, we glory in the truth of your word in Psalm 65 and 11, which promises that our covenant is blessed with a path that overflows with your grace, Lord Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, we honor your word in 2 Samuel 22 and 33. It declares that you are our strength and power, and you make our marriage perfect. Lord Jesus, John 1 and 1 reminds us that because you are the word, we can completely trust you at your word for our heavenly blessed union. We cry hallelujah, Jesus, for your word in Hebrews 13 and 8, which proclaims that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That means that any trial we face today is already restored by the truth in Ephesians 3, 19, that promises that you, Elroy, have blessed us beyond measure. Bless your name, Heavenly King, for your word in Hebrews 12 and 2, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we rest our faith on that, Lord Jesus. Righteous Savior, we seal this prayer by faith based on the promise of your word in Proverbs 18 and 22, which proclaims that we are a blessing to our husband. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with discernment found in Philippians 2 and 5, wholeness found in Isaiah 53 and 5, and peace found in Philippians 4 and 7. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.